I was already late when my phone started vibrating again. I didn't look at it right away. I was standing in the kitchen, one shoe on, the other missing, staring at a sink full of dishes I hadn't made. The phone kept going. I knew who it was without checking. I remember thinking my body felt heavy, like it didn't want to move forward anymore. Not sit, not lie down, just stop. I leaned against the counter and breathed through my nose, slow, the way I do when I don't have time to fall apart. My name is Althea Grant. I was 39 when I started letting calls ring longer than usual. The screen lit up again, then again. I didn't say it out loud, but something in me was tired of being reachable. Tired of being the answer. Tired of being strong in rooms where no one noticed how quiet I had gotten. I finally picked up the phone. I didn't speak first. On the other end, someone sighed in relief. I wake up before the alarm most days. Not because I'm rested, because my body already knows what's coming. The light outside my window is still dull when I sit up. My feet find the floor without thinking. The cold surprises me every time. I pause there for a second, just sitting, letting the quiet stretch. It's the only part of the day that belongs to me, and even that feels borrowed. I don't check my phone yet. That's intentional. The kitchen smells like last night's food. The sink is full again. I rinse my mouth, swallow, and start the kettle. I move on habit. I don't think about how tired I am because if I do, I'll feel it everywhere at once. While the water heats, I scroll through my messages anyway. I always do. One from my sister asking if I sent the money yet. One from my aunt reminding me about a family thing this weekend. One from work marked urgent, even though it's still early. I answer none of them. Not yet. I pour the hot water too fast and splash my hand. It stings, sharp and quick. I suck in air and stand there holding my wrist, waiting for the pain to pass. I don't curse. I don't cry. I just wait. I'm good at waiting things out. When I finally sit down to drink my tea, it's already cooling. I drink it anyway. Lukewarm is fine. Most things are. On the train, people press in close. A woman's bag keeps hitting my leg. A man stands too close behind me. I don't say anything. I never do. I stare straight ahead and hold the pole tighter, my arm already aching from the weight of my bag. Someone bumps me and mutters sorry. I nod. At work, they greet me like I'm dependable. 'Cause I am. Morning, Althea. Glad you're here. I don't know what we'd do without you. I smile when they say it. My face knows how. My body follows the script even when my mind lags behind. I sit at my desk and open my computer. Emails stack up faster than I can clear them. I answer questions that should have gone to someone else. I fix mistakes that weren't mine. I don't mind helping. That's what I tell myself. Around noon, my manager leans over the side of my desk. He doesn't ask if I'm busy. He just starts talking. "Can you take this on too?" he says, already placing a folder down. "You're just so good at keeping things together." I hear myself say yes. I always hear it too late. My chest tightens for a second, like my body tried to interrupt me and failed. I take the folder and add it to the pile. I don't look up. If I do, I might say something else. By the time I eat lunch, it's after 2. I sit alone with my food half unwrapped, scrolling again. Another message from my sister, this one shorter, just a question mark. I didn't realize then how heavy that small mark felt. I type back that I'll send it later. I don't add anything else. My mother calls while I'm chewing. I swallow too fast and cough. I answer anyway. "Althea," she says, and just hearing my name in her voice pulls something tight in me. "You busy?" I tell her I'm fine. I always say that word. She talks about someone needing something. A ride, a favor, something picked up. I listen and nod even though she can't see me. I don't interrupt. When she pauses, I already know what's coming. "You don't mind, right?" she says. I open my mouth and yes comes out again. I didn't plan it. It just lives there. After work, I stop at the store. I pick up things I don't need because someone else might. I check my account balance twice before paying. The numbers make my stomach sink, but I swipe the card anyway. On the walk home, my legs feel heavy. Each step takes effort. I notice it then, the way my body drags like it's moving through water. I slow down, then speed up again, annoyed with myself. At home, I drop my bag by the door and don't pick it up right away. I stand there in my coat, staring at the wall. My shoulders throb, my head aches in a low, steady way. I close my eyes and count my breaths. 1, 2, 3. I think about lying down, just for a minute. I don't. I take my coat off and start moving again. If I stop, I won't start back up. The phone rings while I'm washing my hands. I let it ring. My heart starts beating faster, like it knows what that means. The ringing stops. A second later, it starts again. I dry my hands and answer. Where are you? My sister says. Not hello, just that. I tell her I'm home. She sighs. She talks fast, listing problems like I'm already solving them. I hold the phone between my ear and shoulder and lean against the counter. My back presses into the edge, uncomfortable but grounding. I just need you to, she says. I cut her off without meaning to. My voice sounds strange to me when I do it, flatter, tighter. I can't right now, I say. There's a pause. Then she laughs like she thinks I'm joking. Don't start, she says. You always say that, and then you do it anyway. Something cracks open in me at that. Not loud, not dramatic, just a small, sharp break. I don't say anything back right away. The silence stretches. Althea, she says. Her voice shifts. What's wrong? I look at the floor. I look at the stain by the sink I never managed to scrub out. I think about how many times I've stood exactly here, phone to my ear saying yes. I'm tired, I say. She exhales hard. We're all tired. I don't argue. I don't explain. After we hang up, I sit at the table and put my head in my hands. I stay like that longer than I mean to. My neck starts to ache. My eyes burn, but nothing comes out. I didn't say it out loud, but I felt invisible in that moment, not unseen. Worse, seen only for what I could give. Later that night, I lie in bed with the lights off. The city hums outside. Sirens pass. Someone laughs down the block. Life keeps moving. My phone lights up on the nightstand. I don't pick it up. I watch the screen glow and fade. My chest feels tight again, like earlier, only this time it doesn't pass as quickly. I turn onto my side and stare at the wall. I think about tomorrow. I think about the morning. I think about all the people who will need me before I've even had time to wake up. The phone lights up again. I don't reach for it. I wake up with my jaw clenched. I don't remember falling asleep like that, but my teeth ache when I open my mouth. My head feels thick, like it's wrapped in cotton. The phone is already lit. Missed calls, messages stacked, notifications layered on top of each other like they arrived together and waited. I don't check them right away. That feels new. I sit on the edge of the bed longer than usual. My feet stay flat on the floor. I breathe. The room smells like stale air, and last night, I didn't open the window. I forgot. When I finally stand, my knees protest. A small sound escapes me. I pause, hand on the dresser, waiting for my body to catch up. I remember thinking I'm too young for this. Then I remember thinking I've thought that before. In the bathroom, my face looks older than it did a year ago. Not different, just heavier. My eyes look like they're bracing for something. I splash water and pat dry. I don't linger. The messages come through while I'm tying my shoes. My sister again, my aunt again, work again. I tell myself I'll answer later. I tell myself a lot of things. On the train, there's no seat. I stand with my arm raised, gripping the pole, and feel the ache start almost immediately. The car lurches and my shoulder burns. I adjust my stance and breathe through it. A man across from me watches me sway and says nothing. I'm glad. At work, the air feels tighter than usual. My inbox is already full. I scroll fast, heart picking up speed with each subject line. Someone marked something urgent that isn't. Someone CC'd me on something I shouldn't be responsible for. I start answering anyway. My fingers move faster than my thoughts. I'm good at that. I clear one thing, then another. I take calls. I smooth things over. I say I'll handle it without stopping to ask why it's always me. Around 10, my manager appears again. He leans against my desk like we're friends. Hey, he says, quick thing. It's never quick. He starts explaining a problem that started before I got there. He talks like I'm already involved. He ends by saying my name the way people do when they're relieved. You're a lifesaver, he says. Something inside me flinches. I'm like, I nod anyway. By lunchtime, my head is pounding. Not sharp, dull, persistent, like it's been there all along and I just noticed. I drink water too fast and feel it slosh in my stomach. I check my phone then. That's a mistake. My sister sent another message, longer this time, frustrated. She reminds me of everything she's dealing with. She asks why I'm acting strange. She says she needs me. My aunt left a voicemail. I don't listen to it. I know the tone already. My mother sent a single line. Call me when you can. I put the phone face down and press my palm against it, like I can hold everything in place if I try hard enough. I eat half my lunch and throw the rest away. The afternoon drags. Every sound irritates me. The hum of the lights, the tapping of keyboards, someone chewing too loudly near me. I clench my jaw again without realizing it. Midway through answering an email, my vision blurs just for a second. I blink hard, it clears. My heart starts racing anyway. I push my chair back and stand too fast. The room tilts. I grab the desk and wait. No one notices. That hurts more than I expect. In the bathroom, I lock myself in a stall and sit down. I rest my elbows on my knees and let my head hang. My breath comes shallow. I count again. 1, 2, 3. I didn't say it out loud, but I was scared then. Not of dying, of continuing like this. When I get home that evening, the light outside is already fading. My body feels hollow, like everything useful has been used up. I drop my bag and kick my shoes off harder than necessary. One of them hits the wall and falls over. I don't pick it up. The phone rings almost immediately. I don't answer. It rings again. I don't answer. A message pops up, from my mother this time. Please call me. I stare at it. My chest tightens, guilt rises fast and familiar. I know this feeling. I've lived inside it for years. I call her back. She answers on the first ring. She sounds tired. That makes it worse. She talks about bills, about family, about how things are hard. I listen. I always listen. My body leans forward like it's preparing to carry something heavy. Then she says it. You're the strong one, she says. I don't know what we'd do without you. The words land wrong. They don't lift me. They press down. I hear myself inhale sharply. I didn't plan it. I can't do this right now, I say. There's silence, longer than usual. What do you mean, she asks. I mean, I can't fix this, I say. My voice shakes. I don't stop it. I can't be the one every time. She sounds confused, hurt. She tells me everyone is struggling. She tells me family helps family. She tells me she raised me to be better than this. That's when something shifts, not slowly, all at once. I know, I say, and I'm still tired. She doesn't respond right away. When she does, her voice is colder. So what are you saying? She asks. I close my eyes. My head throbs. My shoulders ache. My hands are shaking. I'm saying I can't send the money this month, I say. The words hang there, heavy, final. She exhales hard. She tells me I'm being selfish. She tells me she didn't expect this from me. She says my name like it's an accusation. I don't take it back. That's new. We hang up shortly after, not gently. I sit at the table in the quiet that follows. My ears ring, my heart races. I feel like I've stepped off something high and haven't hit the ground yet. My phone lights up again. My sister this time. What's going on? She texts. Mom is upset. I type delete, type again. I can't keep doing everything I send. Three dots appear, then disappear. She replies with a long message. Defensive. Hurt. She tells me I've changed. She tells me now isn't the time. She tells me I'm making things harder. I read it twice. I don't respond. I didn't realize then how loud silence could be when it's chosen. Later that night, I lie in bed staring at the ceiling. My body hums with leftover adrenaline. I feel wrong. Off balance. Like I've done something dangerous. My phone stays dark. No calls, no messages. Part of me is relieved. Another part feels like I've just cut a wire. I can't reconnect. I turn onto my side and pull the blanket up. My chest aches. My throat feels tight. I don't cry. I don't sleep right away either. I think about the money sitting untouched in my account. I think about the messages I didn't answer. I think about what tomorrow will look like if I don't step back into the role everyone expects. I didn't say it out loud. But I knew then there was no way to go back to before. Even if I wanted to, the next morning feels wrong. Not quiet, not loud, just unfamiliar. I wake up before the alarm again, but my body doesn't jolt the way it usually does. There's a pause this time, a space between opening my eyes and sitting up. I stay there longer than I should, staring at the ceiling, listening to my own breathing. My phone is still on the nightstand, face down silent. That alone makes my chest tighten. I reach for it slowly, like it might burn me. There are messages waiting. Of course there are. I don't open them yet. I put the phone back down and swing my legs over the side of the bed. My feet touch the floor and I feel the weight immediately. Not physical. Something else. A heaviness that sits low in my stomach. Guilt, fear, relief. All tangled together so tight I can't tell where one ends and the other starts. In the bathroom, my reflection looks the same. That surprises me. I expected something to have changed overnight. Softer, harder, different. But it's just me. Same face, same tired eyes. I brush my teeth slower than usual. I let the water run too long. No one is rushing me. No one is waiting for me to call back yet. That thought lands heavier than I expect. I get dressed and move through the apartment without urgency. The dishes are still in the sink. The shoe I kicked toward the wall is still there. I notice everything because I'm not hurrying past it. The kettle whistles. I turn it off and forget about it. I sit at the table and wrap my hands around the mug without drinking. The heat seeps into my palms. It feels grounding. I remember thinking, this must be what people mean when they talk about mornings. On the train, I find a seat. That almost never happens. I sit and let my bag rest on the floor. My shoulders relax without permission. I close my eyes for a second and feel the movement of the car instead of fighting it. A woman across from me is talking loudly on her phone. She sounds angry. I don't judge her. I understand her in a way I didn't before. At work, something is different immediately. Not in the room, in me. I don't jump into my inbox the second my computer boots up. I sit back in my chair and breathe. When I do open it, I read slower. I answer fewer things. I leave some messages unread on purpose. My manager stops by again mid-morning. He smiles the same way he always does. Hey, he says, can you? I interrupt him. Not sharply, just clearly. I can't take anything extra today, I say. The words come out steady. That surprises both of us. He blinks. He laughs a little, like he thinks I'm joking. Okay, he says. Just let me know if you change your mind. I nod. I don't explain. He walks away looking confused. I feel my heart pounding, but it doesn't feel like panic. It feels like my body is bracing for impact that never comes. At lunch, I eat all my food. I don't scroll. I sit and chew and notice how my jaw feels less tight than yesterday. Someone asks if I'm okay. I say yes without thinking. This time, it's true in a way I can't explain. My phone stays quiet until the afternoon. When it lights up, my chest tightens again. It's my sister. I don't answer right away. I stare at the screen until it dims. She calls again later. I step outside the building before picking up. The air is cold. It shocks my lungs. What's wrong with you? She asks. No greeting. I lean against the brick wall and close my eyes. I told you, I say, I'm tired. She sighs. She tells me I'm overreacting. She tells me everyone is stressed. She tells me I can't just decide to stop being there. I'm not stopping, I say. I'm just not doing everything. There's a long pause. She sounds smaller when she speaks again. So what are we supposed to do? She asks. I don't have an answer. I say that. We hang up without resolving anything. My hands are shaking when I put the phone back in my pocket. My legs feel weak. I stay outside longer than necessary, letting the feeling move through me instead of pushing it down. That night, the silence in my apartment feels louder. No calls, no messages. I eat something simple and don't taste much of it. I sit on the couch and stare at nothing. I think about my mother. I think about the look she would have if she could see me now. I think about how disappointed she sounded, how sure she was that I was failing her. I didn't say it out loud, but I felt like a bad daughter, a bad sister, a bad woman. I go to bed early. I don't sleep well. I wake up a few times with my heart racing. Each time I check my phone, each time it's quiet. The next few days move slowly, too slowly. People stop calling as much. When they do, the conversations are shorter, more careful. I hear things shifting, even when no one says it. At work, someone else starts handling things I used to do. They do them differently, not better, not worse, just different. The world doesn't collapse. That realization sits with me in an uncomfortable way. On Saturday, my mother calls again. I answer this time. Her voice is restrained, polite, like she's talking to someone she doesn't fully trust. I hope you're well, she says. I tell her I'm okay. We talk around the real thing, weather, work, someone's health. She never mentions the money. I never apologize. When we hang up, my chest aches, not sharp, dull, like a bruise. I spend that evening alone. I clean a little. I leave some things undone. I let myself stop when my body asks me to. Lying in bed later, I stare at the ceiling again. The city hums outside. Life keeps moving. It always does. I think about strength, about how it was handed to me without my consent, how it became the only way people knew how to see me. I didn't say it out loud, but I wondered who I would be if I wasn't strong all the time. The thought scares me. It also feels like relief. My phone lights up once more before I turn it off. A message from my sister. Short. Careful. Let me know when you're ready to talk. I set the phone back down. I don't answer. I lie there in the dark, listening to my own breathing, unsure of what comes next, knowing only that I can't go back to who I was before, even though I don't yet know who I am without her.